I think we want everyone to enjoy the nighttime offering in Sligo Town because it's fabulous to enjoy it, support it, but also respect it and everyone else who might be enjoying an evening or night out or who might be working in the evening or nighttime in Sligo Town.
And how will this campaign help reduce antisocial behaviour in Sligo Town during the busy festive season coming up soon?
So I think it's just to remind everyone that this is our town. So we're proud of it. We're proud that we have 10 years with a purple flag, which is a standard of excellence for nighttime economy. And I suppose we want to mind that and to mind each other and just make sure everyone goes home and has had a good evening or a good night out, whether they're working or enjoying it. And I think it's just reminding that everyone has a role to play. We can all do something for the town and for each other by having a laugh, having crack, but also having respect for nighttime staff. Or, you know, treat yourself for a night out, but also treat your town with care. So it's just giving everyone a small role to play if they do go out in Sligo Town this Christmas, but also year-round.
Can you explain how the new free nighttime economy staff training will support nightlife workers and improve safety?
Absolutely. So I think, you know, there's if someone comes up and is looking for help, instantly you want to help them, you want to assist them. But then the next thing that probably runs through your head is, how do I help them? What should I do? What's the right solution or the right answer in this difficult situation where you can't pull out a manual, say, you have to react immediately? But this online training portal is for any nighttime economy worker in all of Sligo Town. They can do it at any time. So it's whenever it suits them, they can log in. They can do a course on different modules, which includes things like sexual harassment or drink spiking or violence against women and girls. So it's all about safeguarding their staff and their patrons. And it just equips them with, I suppose, better knowledge of how to respond if a certain situation arises. So it's just about empowering and educating the staff and helping support them when they're working in the evening and nighttime.
And lastly, what role are partners like ATU, Sligo Students Union and the local venues playing in delivering this campaign?
I think it's just about getting the word out. So we're going to have posters and flyers up around the ATU and in the different businesses, whether they're nighttime or not. It's just to get that word out, like calling all your mates to go out for an evening, that's being sound. Making sure all your mates get home safely, that's being safe. So the Safe and Sound campaign can be used throughout the year and they're helping get the word out and just having it in place. We're all a town together, we're a community together, and we can all play a role to make sure everyone's evening or nighttime is pleasant and fun.